One small technical element of this photograph is worth discussing, and that's the tone of the sky above the ship. The sky, obviously, in terms of straight photographic brightness, is going to be the brightest thing in the photograph, obviously, and could have been rendered, if he had chosen to do it, as pure white. But imagine this is a pure white sky. We would completely miss the upper left-hand and upper right-hand corners of the pictures. They would not be defined relative to the paper on which the image sits. So, instead, he did what is a very common choice. He simply printed the sky to a very, very light gray. Now, the question is, what gray is the right gray for such a sky? If it's too subtle, it ends up looking just bright, but that wouldn't match the mood of the photograph, the sense of desolation he's trying to portray in this image. So he's chosen a fairly dark gray for the sky. That's very risky. If the gray gets to be too gray, it ends up looking, well, gray rather than like sky. And so in printing, I'm sure he spent considerable time trying to find exactly the right tonality for that sky. Whether or not he had to burn it in, or whether or not it just happened to be the right tonality in the exposure and development combination he used, I don't know. But here in the final presentation, it's just exactly right. Any darker, and it would start to feel gray rather than like sky. Any lighter, and it wouldn't present the mood. It's beautifully done, just right, in this photograph.